Musicians come in many incarnations. Some play the clubs, others are in symphonies, and you have your street musicians. You can have a master's degree in music, play 5 instruments, be a sound engineer for 2 public radio shows. Hey, like our engineer Seth Samuel here. Hey, Seth.
Hello, Hannah.
So Seth here is all that and more, and he would agree that learning music and playing it is one thing, but teaching it is a whole nother can of worms, especially when you're teaching kids, and especially when there's like 850 of them. That's what Ivan D'Souza does. He's the music teacher at Delane Easton Elementary School in Union City since its birth 12 years ago. That's the district that won $29 million in the president's race to the top. Every week, D'Souza teaches the over 850 first through fifth graders at the school. And he does it not only with a smile, which he's known for, but with a passion. And full disclosure here, Easton is my children's school. I recently visited his classroom while he was teaching fifth graders a song on the xylophones. First, I asked them to describe their beloved teacher.
He's a really talented. What? He's a really talented music teacher.
He's just so awesome. He has passion for music.
He's very creative with music.
He kind of inspired me to play music.
He's very dedicated to his music.
He's good at teaching others how to play different instruments.
He teaches with a smile.
We are going to go over the song, Blues Like Jagger. So let's start. 1, 2, ready, go.
Okay, everybody loves you. Everybody. Every single kid, all the kids love Mr. D'Souza. What is it? What is it about your approach? What do you mean to do, and what do you mean not to do?
Well, I think the thing that helps me the most is I try to see music through the eyes of a child. And I think that I wish more people would do that, because they could see what music really was. Music started out to be something that brought emotions out of people, and children are so good at showing that. I mean, they're at that stage where, I mean, adults can learn from them. And I just try to think about what my son would like to do, what my sons would want me to do to help explain it to them. And I think that's why kids enjoy this class, because they can relate to it. And I think once you can relate to music, you really start to understand it and you start to love it.
1, 2, ready, go. A, B, C, A. All right, someone's still going down. Don't do that. You're thinking smaller. You're going up.
When they told me I was going to do elementary school, I wasn't too excited about that, to be perfectly honest. But now I can't see myself doing anything else. I love working here. I can't see myself doing anything else except this job.
When 2008 came along, 2009, and the budget cuts, arts were the first thing. You know, there were the buses and then the arts. Arts were cut immensely. Teachers were losing their jobs. People were worried about Mr. D'Souza, honestly.
Yeah, last year, they decided that they were going to cut the specialist programs, and that meant no music at the elementary level. And I was in shock. I was almost numb. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I mean, I really try not to think about that time. The last summer was just so hard. And then, I don't know how it happened, but the district and the union found a way to keep music here. And I'm so happy. I mean, I never took this job for granted. I love this job, like, every day. But after last year, I mean, I appreciate it so much more. And that means I fight a lot harder for things, because I know it's so easy to think music should be the subject that goes. And it doesn't really impact kids from an academic standpoint. But, I mean, Music is academics. I mean, back in the Greek times, music was considered an essential part of the academic lifestyle. And I try to bring that back. I try to show people that music is a necessity. It's not a luxury. It's not something that you can say, oh, we can do without. You can't. You can't go to a wedding without music. You can't experience joy or sadness the way music can bring that out into you. And I just want kids to see that. And I think they do. I hope they do.
Can we sit down on the piano?
Sure, sure.
And can you give me like a quick basics? I know do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Okay. All right.
Let's try a song. The Angry Birds theme song. How about that?
Cool.
Okay. So you're just going to play a scale, really. So it's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You're going to play the first three notes and then come back to E. So it's going to sound like this.
Got it. Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
Oh, my goodness. Can I see that again?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. So after that, you're going to go back to where you left off, which was that G. And you used your big finger to play that G. You're now going to use every finger all the way up to B. And then you're going to go back to E. So it's going to sound like this. So start from the beginning. Start at E. It will play together. Okay. You can keep going. Good. You go back to the G that you played, the last note you left off on. Right. And you would use your big finger, the third finger.
The middle finger.
That's right, the
middle
finger.
You're avoiding that
word. You know I teach at an elementary school. I cannot say the big finger.
You can't say the middle finger.
I can't say the middle finger.
All right.
So you would use your third finger. So not
this one.
There you go.
Got it.
And then you would use every finger to play the B. Up to the B.
Okay, again.
And then back to the first note, E. So that's the first part. So putting it together, it sounds like this.
How is this not academic? This is the epitome of academic.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Right. Like, I can see your point. Yeah. It is very much so.
Well, and I think, now with this Race to the Top grant and everything, I mean, they want an emphasis on mathematics and science. I mean, music can be that too. Music could be anything. It could be history. It could be culture. It could be math. It could be science. It could be physical activity, dance. I mean, there's so many different ways music can help education.
It's a fight, but you seem to be up for it.
Oh, I am. I mean, now more than ever. After they threatened to take this away from me, I'm ready. I'm ready for this fight. I mean, I have to be. Because if I'm not, then who will be? So, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to learn Angry Birds. It's too long.
Well, you got it. You were there.
Oh. Ugh. I don't remember where to start.
Oh, so the first note is always going to be E. It's the two black keys. If you think the two black keys and you think of the white key right at the end of it, that's the note you'll start on. Good. Then the big finger, good, right where you left off. Good. Yeah, if you want to do that. And that's when you skip. That's it.
Yeah!
That's it.
They can't see on the radio that you were showing me the keys.
No, shh. That's our secret.
I love the radio.
I know.